This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, you know what? We keep our shows on the air a bunch of ways. One of the ways is we sell all kinds of crazy stuff on our website. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, head over to my website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, all the things that you've been taught to hate, all the labels that the left put on you, the same group that says they don't like labels. But they've labeled us every one of those things. So if you want to learn how to do to discuss with the left those things and buy the book, if you're on the right, you don't quite know what those things mean, buy the book. And if you just want to have some fun, right? You want to show that you really, and I won't say this, I don't want to say that you stand with Trump, but you stand with America. Isn't that what it's about? You're standing with America. So you want to stand with America, then hop up on my website. I've got several different versions of the shirt, stand, okay? And all that means is I don't want to put fight, I didn't want to put squash the resistance, I didn't want to do any of that, because I don't believe that's the right way to do it. I believe the right, you know, I believe the right thing to do is to stand your ground, which I know has become a negative term too in and of itself. But when it comes to being an American, when it comes to being, you know, sticking up for your rights, sticking up for your freedoms, stand your ground. It's really that simple. Now, I wasn't going to play this. I'm going to play it, the interview with the CNN host, who looked thoroughly mortified when she was interviewing a Syrian survivor. And I say a survivor because when he's talking, he tells you, you know, how he survived the attacks over the last few years. But I want you to hear it because I want you to hear the emotion in his voice. I want you to hear the reality behind you, the libs here, who've never had a bomb go off around them, are trying to tell us what we need to do with the refugees. We need to drag them out of their homeland. We need to drag them across the world, across the ocean, set them down here in a culture they don't understand, they don't know, and in most cases, they don't want to know it. They don't want to understand it. They don't want to be here. So why do you keep dragging them here? Why do you insist on bringing them here when it's not what they want? Because why? Because the left knows, they feel, they think that they know what's best for you. And even though you don't want to be here, you're not wrong. I mean, you're not right. You really don't know what you need. Leave it to me. We'll take care of it for you. It really is that simple for them. So if you head up to my website, therealside.com, you know, I've got the shirts up there. Let people know where you stand. Let people know you're willing to take a stand. Seriously. And you know what? I don't even want to hear. Here, let me start off. Where did it go? I handed it a minute ago. This is why I hate computers. Anyway, so this is why I say to you, I don't care what the news is telling us. I frankly don't even care at this particular point in time, and I'll tell you why in a minute, whether Assad did the bombings, whether we did the bombings, whether Russia did the bombings, I just don't care. And I'll explain to you why I'm taking that tack, but let's play the interview first. This is the interview on CNN where they thought they had this guy. They thought that they were going to get the whole bleeding heart thing and show you that Trump did the wrong thing. Take a listen.
I woke up for some reason. I couldn't sleep. I woke up. I saw a lot of texts on my phone. I saw the news. I cried out of joy. I jumped. I thanked God. I don't know. I was overwhelmed. We've been asking for protection. We've been asking for consequences for more than 6 years. And today, for the first time, it happened.
Listen to his voice. We've been asking. We've been begging. We wanted help for 6 years. The line was crossed 6 years ago. And the spineless administration, the only thing they wanted to do was take down this this country, take down the principles of this country, make major changes to the way this country runs, and could care less about the damage they were doing in the Middle East. When we don't have a presence in other countries, when we don't have a presence across the world, it starts to fall. I'm sorry, it's just a reality of life, people.
For the very first time, we see Assad held accountable just for once. Held accountable for his...
I know, and some say, well, he didn't do this, we're buying into the line, but he's done a lot of other things. He's created a lot more aggravation over there. He's killed a lot of people over there. I'm not interested whether he was specifically responsible for this particular attack.
His crimes against humanity. I was overwhelmed. I felt grateful for President Trump. I felt grateful for the United States. I felt grateful for...
I wish you guys could see the look on this. I put it up on the Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, it's up there. You got to take a look at it. The CNN lady looks like she's about ready. You know, she's trying to suck the lemon seeds out, get them out of her mouth, and the whole night. She's just not having a good time.
For each and every person who lobbied and called and kept on talking until someone actually listened.
There are people in America, and I hear you supportive of President Trump, and so many people are, Democrats and Republicans, but there are also people over here in America who are saying, all right, so clearly President...
Ah, now we're going to get to telling the Syrian chemical attack survivor why he's wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just like I live. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that sincerely. I know this is about 3,000 other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe. I know I say it all the time, but I do believe it. I'd like to believe it shows what's the word I'm looking for here? The IQ level you have is much high. Very, very high. Much high? Much high. It's much high. Oh, God. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We're talking about the Syrian bombing, and I don't want to necessarily know right this minute whether you're for or against. Seriously? But I do want to know. And I want you to think about it. I'm not gonna ask you yet, but I want to know if you really think that we should, as some believe,
that we should have done nothing. We have no business being there. We shouldn't do anything. And I'm saying I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that line of thinking. And when you talk to people on the left, they think we should be over there, you know, feeding people, clothing people, bring them medical supplies. And that's it. If you're killing them, it's not a problem. When they're hurting, we should be there helping. Anyway, this is a survivor of the 2013 chemical attacks by Assad. Now, some people don't believe that he did it this time either. I submit that it really, at this point, doesn't matter. With the atrocities going on over there, with Russia getting a foothold to that area, I don't think at this point it matters. But we're going to talk about that more after we listen to this guy. I mean, this guy lived it. He was in it. He saw friends die. Take a listen.
And Trump is motivated by just, as we all have compassion for these just horrible images of these babies who were killed. But at the same...
But think about this. Here's CNN, who've been doing nothing but spewing hate towards Trump, now have to kind of, sort of, maybe a little, say something nice about El Presidente. Now let's let her finish.
At the same time, this is a man who, you know, doesn't want Syrians to come into this country with this refugee ban. I want to just play some sound. Hillary Clinton, wait.
I want you, this is great. If you could see this guy's face, when he sees the clip of Hillary, right, you can tell he's getting ready to launch. It's so beautiful. It's such poetry.
Ben.
We cannot in one breath speak of protecting Syrian babies and in the next close America's doors to them.
Quickly, Qasem, how do you see that?
With all due respect, I didn't see each and every person who was demonstrating after the travel ban. I didn't see you 3 days ago when people were gassed to death, when civilians were gassed to death. I didn't see you in 2013 when 1,400 people were gassed to death. I didn't see you raising your voice against President Obama's inaction in Syria that let us refugees, that made us refugees get kicked out of Syria. If you really care about refugees, if you really care about helping us, please help us stay in our country. We don't want to come to the United States. We want to stay in our country. We want to stay in our country. With all due respect, this is hypocrisy. If you really care, help us stay in our country. We don't want to become refugees. We want to stay in our country. Help us establish safe zones. Help us stay safe in our country. And if you just give me a few seconds just to tell President Trump once again, please, sir, what you did was amazing. What you did was a powerful message of hope for a lot of people inside and outside of Syria. Please, don't stop on this. Please, help Syrians stay in their country. Please establish safe zones. Please take out Assad air forces so they won't be able to commit more atrocities using traditional weapons. 500,000 people were killed with traditional weapons, just so people can know what we have suffered in the past 6 years.
I love this guy. Just love. Look at, he's passionate. He's telling you what's going on over there. He's laying it out. He's got nothing to lose. He's got nothing to gain. His country is torn apart by its leaders, what have you. But again, the left is going to tell us how wrong we are. She tried everything she could to slide something in there so he could, she thought she was throwing him a bone or something. He'd be able to run with it. He'd be able to say nasty stuff about it. But when he started saying, I don't want to come to your country. I want you to fix my country. I want you to help me stay here. I thought she was going to pass out. They are so sure that they know what's best for you. When you go the opposite direction, there's only two things they can come up with. They either have to decide that you're too stupid to know what's right for you, or they're wrong. And you know what it's going to be. You're obviously too stupid to know what's right for you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And that's if you want to tell me where I'm off. So I know that some of you, some of my conservative friends today that I spoke with, not quite on the same page as me, right? But here's the way I see this. Whether Assad did this or not, I told you, I've said it like five times already. I don't care. He's been killing people there for years. He's wiped out, at this point, what we believe, I don't know if we can prove it, but he's wiped out millions of his own people. And now you've got this going on. I thought, you know, I love these people to the left. Nothing. Not a word about Obama. What's her name? Rice and Kerry. Didn't they get all the weapons of mass destruction out there? Didn't they get all the gases out of there? Isn't that what they told us? They cleaned it all out with Russia's help. Russia was their best buddy a year ago. What happened? You see, when it doesn't work well for them, they hide it, they bury it, and they try to make it so that it's all Trump's fault. It's all conservatives' fault. It's all Republicans' fault. And as you can see now, Republicans don't get together. We are not on the same page about everything. And for my friends on the right who say that you have to go to Congress for this, you are incorrect. Sorry to tell you. The president can't wage war on his own. I mean, he can order the troops out to protect, I don't know, what do you want to call it, American interests? We call it whatever you want to, because they're going to call it whatever they want to anyhow. And he has to notify Congress within 24 to 48 hours. Now, I don't know where they put that rule into place, but it must have been when we didn't have TVs, radios, or the internet. Because if you're in Congress right now and you don't know what's going on in Syria, that's a problem. You know what I mean? I mean, we know that Wiener sent nasty pictures within, you know, hours of when he sent them. I'm sure this should not be a problem. So, yeah, should he tell Congress? Sure, why not? But this is what I was talking about earlier. Do we really need... we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Because I want to talk about this more. You letter of the law, guys. Let's talk about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, being involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yeah, head over to Amazon, too, if you've got a Kindle. I don't think we have the ability. Well, we might. I'll have to check it out. But we don't have the ability to straight from the website to sell you the book or sell you the Kindle version. But I'll check that out later on and let you know. Anyhow, we're talking about what's going on in Syria. And I know some of you are not happy at all that we're in there. They're not happy at all at the way the president went about it. And I get it. I really do. I get the fact that you want things done by the rules. You want things, you want things done like 100% the way they should be. But here's, let me say something to you. We need to win these. When we go into these things, these are American lives we're talking about. And we need to win these battles. We need to win these little skirmishes. They're not wars. Yeah, the president has to go, and if he's going to declare war on a country or a group or what have you, he's got to go and ask. I got that. All right? But when you have to respond like this, knowing the state we're in right now, and I know some of you are not going to like this, right? We got more leaks, I don't know, than a rotting sub that's been sitting at than a Titanic has. How's that? Okay? We've got more leaks going on there. We can't trust most of our congressmen. Come on, let's be honest about this. What was his name? Adam Schiff? I know they're mostly California people. I hate to say this. Right? He goes, Nunez goes in, gets information about what's going on with the wiretapping and Trump and all of that. It doesn't get leaked. There's no real information that gets out there. Right? Then you got Adam Schiff that goes in from the other side of the aisle. And within a day, the press knows more than a lot more than they knew the day before. Where do you think that came from? Nunez knew for 3 or 4 days and nothing got out. So we've got problems with security. We've got problems with our people in D.C. So I'm sorry, guys. I don't want our men and women put in danger or in harm's way because we can't trust our government to keep it quiet long enough so they can protect themselves. I'm just not there with you. And I know, I've had some people today get really mad at me because I didn't want to follow the Constitution. It's not what I said at all. It's not that I don't want to follow the guy. You want to follow it to the letter? He can. The president can enter into these little skirmishes without approval. He just has to let Congress know within 24 to 48 hours why, who, what, why, where, how, when, whatever. And he told, and he's like with the press. They're all running around on the left side screaming, when's he going to let us know what the plan is? This is great what he did, but if he doesn't have a plan, this is not, I'm thinking, I wouldn't tell you jack. You know, why? So you guys can broadcast it over there so they know when we're coming, you know, what we have in mind? I wouldn't tell them anything. My briefing to the press on this would be, keep your eyes peeled, more to come in the days ahead. That would be my briefing for them. We ain't done yet would be my briefing tomorrow. Right? On Sunday it would be, check us out next week. I would give them nothing. That's what makes me crazy. You know, it's called, you know, we have enemies. You don't let your enemy know what you're doing. And again, I think this sent such a mess. I know, again, I don't want to say I don't care if you agree, but I want you to stop looking at it in such a small perspective. There was a message sent last night that said, this is not the USA of Obama. This is not America of the Democrats. This is America. This is the United States of America of the American people. All right? You're not going to play with us anymore. We're not going to play with you. We're not going to take it. The message that was sent wasn't just to the Syrians. Come on, did you hear that guy? You know, all of a sudden he has hope. Isn't that what we're all about? Although our hope, unlike Obama's hope, is real hope. That man now has hope. I mean, whether right or wrong, he thinks he has a future. If America's involved, think about that. They saw us like you would see a lifeguard running out to save your son's life when he's going down for the third time. That's how they saw us last night. Those people that have been depending on us, that we told we would help, that we told we would stand behind, now know that we will, or believe we will. Remember, this is only one time. I don't know that the president's going to do this again. I don't know what's going to happen. My crystal ball hasn't worked in years. But the other thing it did, I think, is wonderful. Our enemies know that the game is different. The Joker is no longer in the White House. The spineless piece of work is not there anymore. And you screw with us, and you're going to have a problem. And it's going to be a big problem. Putin is now sitting back on, all right, maybe I didn't think this all the way through. The Russians are involved with the Syrians. We all know this. This is not news to anybody with two brain cells to rub together, right? So we know the Russians are involved in Syria. We know Iran, you know, the one that President Obama gave a license to start working on their nuclear arsenal. Yeah, remember them? So they're all working together. Now, Iran's stubborn, and it can be stupid, but don't think that didn't sit back and went, okay, this guy's different. You just let our allies in the Middle East know that we're not going to leave them alone. We're not going to leave them hanging in the wind. Now, I realize we can't fight everything everywhere. Our military's been decimated. Because the first thing it seems the Dems want to do when they get in office, Democrat presidents, I wrote the piece, I'm going to pull it back up, I'm going to bring it up again. I wrote a piece about the history of the Democrat presidents, and every time they get into office, every time they get control, the first red pen they can find, they grab it, and the first line items they start to line out is our military. And I know, you know what? It is so wrong. It is so wrong. And for some of you bleeders that send me emails about the refugees, about my mother, my parents, coming from Italy after the war, that kind of stuff, you know, being from Italy and seeing what went on there, that's all great and fine.
it was military men that gave them the ability to do that. It was our soldiers that fought to give them the ability to come here so that we could get in there and get them out, right? And those vets are sleeping in the streets of Los Angeles. Went on there. Go away. Who is that guy? Our vets that are sleeping in the streets, as I said, in New York, in Boston, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. Those guys are the ones that we leave behind. The refugees are so much more important, apparently, than our vets. That's what's sick. That's what's really wrong with all this. So, again, I know I got a little bit off there. Didn't mean to. But no, there's no reason. We need to get this country back to the point where when people see... And, you know, I believe in most countries in the Middle East, in most countries in Europe, when they see that American flag, there's hope. There is hope. And I believe that the American flag still stands for so many more positive things than it does negative. It's our young people here, when they see that American flag, it's our young people here who see this oppressive. People in the Middle East don't see it as oppressive. People in Europe don't see it as oppressive. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up right after the break. Go get some water, get some coffee, come on back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Joe Pizzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Stand! You see that? Okay, how's that? Is that better? No, it should be down here. Then you can't hear me anymore. But look at, what I'm trying to get across is this. Head over to my website, realside.com. We have a store on the website. Can't miss it. If you miss the store button on the website, please don't drive anymore. I'm sorry, this is really bad. So I want you to go over to check out the store. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can also pick up a couple of these shirts. Whichever one, I've done 3 different versions of it on purpose, because some of you let me know that you're uncomfortable. You know, the shirt says stand on it, hashtag stand. And the reason I want to do hashtag stand is I want you to stand for what you believe in. No, I really do. I want you to stand for what you believe in. I want you not to back down from it. Now, I'm not nasty. You don't have to beat somebody up with a club. You know what I'm saying? Let's not be them. How's that? Let's just not be them. So I want you to... I want you to step up and not be afraid of who you are. Not be afraid to be an American. Not be afraid to be the person that's willing to stand up and tell these resistors. Now, you've seen them. You've seen these cowards. They're in black from the neck all the way down to their sneakers. Right? And it says resist on there.
I don't know what the heck they're resisting.
The constitutional process of electing a president? Yeah, that's a good thing to resist, anyhow. So, they've got bandanas on. I talked about this earlier. It makes me crazy. You're a coward. If you wear a bandana and you go to these events and you create havoc and you ruin property, you're a thug and a coward. Yes, you can quote me on both of those. And you deserve what you get, maybe in the end or you know, during one of these riots. They're not protests, they're riots. Once you start smashing windows, they now become riots. But what I'm telling our people, I want you to stand. I want you to step up, and I want you to stand. And all stand means is you have your principles, you have the things you believe to be truth, don't back down off them just because the other side is noisier. They're noisier because we let them be noisier. They're noisier because that's what thugs do. They create chaos. You know, when a lion wants to stop its prey, when it really, you know, it's tired of running, because, you know, they're big and lazy creatures. But one of the things that I read about them is that they roar, and the reason they roar the way they do at times is they just want to scare their prey so badly it stops dead in its tracks. Then he doesn't have to go running so hard, right? You know what I'm saying? When you... I said this a few weeks ago, and I need to stay on this mantra. I don't want anybody to get hurt. So let's just be clear about that. Before we get started, I'm not asking you to get in a brawl with anybody. I'm not asking you to start trouble with anybody. That's not my goal here. But we need to start, when they have that anti-Trump rallies on one side of the street, we need to be on the other side. We all need to have our shirts on, our stand shirts. And I don't know. See, I thought about stand with Trump, and I don't think that's right, guys. No, it needs to be stand with America. Stand for America. And if you go to my store on the website, that's in there. I have a couple of different versions of the shirt. Whichever one turns you on is the ones you should be wearing. It's really, for me, it really is that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know how I got down this road. I guess I just want you to step up. In hour three, we're going to talk about social media and how it's hurting some of us. And I'm talking about some of us in the business. Some of us conservatives who've had some real serious conversations lately over financially what Google's doing to us. And remember, Google owns YouTube. So it's becoming harder and harder and harder for us to do what we're doing. And not that any of us are going to back down, because there's plenty of us that would... to do this right up to the point where they shut the lights off. Okay? Because you can't just stop. Look, think about some of you guys that were spewing Constitution at me today. No, we can't do this. It's not in the Constitution. We can't be blowing up Syria. I want to know if you give up as much as our founding fathers would for that Constitution. I'm just curious. All right? I am not the smartest guy. We probably don't have the degree that most of you have that are listening right now. But I'll tell you what I do know. I know when our founding fathers went after this, when they put this country together for us, for you, for me, for my grandchildren, for my great-grandchildren, for the family that goes on from there, they knew when they were sat at that table, they knew when they were talking about, or I'll even go on further, when they started to think about it and discuss it, they knew that if anybody from any of the king's people found out what they were even thinking about, they would have been hung. They would have been killed. They knew this. Real death. Okay? And as they went down and they're putting together the Declaration of Independence, they're writing down what their thoughts are, they're working through their things, they also knew they could lose family. They were just putting their lives on the line. They were putting the lives of their family on the line. They were putting the lives of their sons and daughters on the line. They were putting their property, everything they owned, they were putting up with. I want to know something. I'm not even asking you to step out and possibly give up everything you own.
That's not what I'm asking you to do. But I am asking you this weekend, if I don't do anything for you, to get you to think about what you would give up. How much would you give up? What persecution would you take for this country? Just a question. Would you be willing to, I don't know, lose your job? Give up some of your finances? I mean, maybe have to go down to one car? You know, we had Sam Sorbo was on with me last night, and she's a homeschooling advocate. And what got me thinking about some of this stuff, and then with the war, with the thing that happened in Syria today, the bombings, one of the things she said was she was talking about homeschooling and how great it is for your kids and some of the things your kids will learn and a whole better environment all the way around. Our precious kids, our children. And I made a comment to her, and I thought afterward it was like slap me in the head. I made a comment to her and said, look, a lot of people couldn't homeschool even if they wanted to. They're so far in debt. Or the toys that they have are requiring them to have two jobs. The two adults in the household have got to have full-time jobs to pay for what they have. And later on that night, as I was going through some stuff, I'm thinking, would you give up something? Would you give up the boat? Would you give up the RV that pulls the boat? Instead of 4 weeks vacation every year, would you only take two? Can you do with only half of your wife's salary, maybe, or whoever? Right? Maybe the husband doesn't make as much as the wife. I don't know. Those are things you guys have to work out. But would you? It's just a question. I want you to think about that. Are your kids important enough for you to put a career on hold or to thin out your career or to thin out the toys that you have? Before you answer that, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just trying to give you something to chew on. Now, founding fathers were willing to give their lives for you. They don't even know who you were. But they wanted you to have the freedoms that they didn't have. They didn't want you to live under fear. And for those of you parents that live right now, and you've raised one of those snowflakes, shame on you. You have set your child up for failure all of his or her life. Your child is going to be looking to the government, to their friends, to their teachers, to the professors, and back to you to set every perceived wrong in their life right. And I just say shame on you. You're the ones that didn't let your kids go through some irritation, some failures. What a better time for your kids to fail than when they're at home with you. Right? Because they're not going to get hurt. They might get emotionally wigged out. Right? I mean, I can't tell you how many times when I was a kid, I blew the money for gas. I couldn't go out that weekend. Couldn't get my six-pack of beer and my full tank of gas because I blew my money. Dad wasn't there to bail me out. He'd look at me and smirk. My mother would look at me like, oh, I guess it's family weekend for you, huh? Because you ain't got no money. And I worked hard. I busted hump to make sure I had money. So I had my own car. I didn't owe my parents anything when it came to my car and the things around me. You got to teach your children to push through. Don't raise speed bump kids. If you know me and you've listened to the show, you know what I mean. Don't raise speed bump children. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Get them to come back. Okay, if you're on Facebook, I'm hoping it fixes itself here eventually. We restart at the top of the hour. Otherwise, stay on the website, realside.com. There's a live chat room going on there. There's smarter people than I in that chat room, so if I bore you, you can listen to them. Anyway, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Real Side.